Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. This is Mama Seven, and it is another wonderful Wednesday. Busy Wednesday. Busy Wednesday. Trying Wednesday. You can call this Wednesday a couple of Wednesdays. It has been an interesting set of developments, and we all, I don't expect anything less for Wednesday. You know, Wednesday, we start them off in our whites, fasting, praying, making sure that we are getting ourselves ready for our day. And then we realize, oh, yeah, it's Wednesday. So there's usually a little test in there somewhere, a little trial, a little tribulation, and just to keep us on our toes, you know, just to keep us fresh. But it's always an interesting event when we try to stay in our prayerful state. I'll be spending the evening getting all my shrines situated, trying to make sure that we are doing our best, and staying in a prayerful mode. It's so important that we remember that. When these trials come up, they are opportunities / reminders that we need to stay in prayer, because only prayer will help us in the middle of our trials and tribulations, okay? We can try breathing exercises, resting, counseling, all this great stuff, but I would suggest some good old-fashioned prayer, and that will help us to really keep things in perspective. You know, sometimes it's easy to fall out of where we're supposed to be because we're not paying attention as to where we are supposed to be. So that's just a little reminder, help you get through your Wednesday a little better. Last Wednesday, we were speaking with Chief Redtail Hawk. What an interesting show. It was absolutely phenomenal. We had the opportunity to speak about that spiritual garden, you know, just connecting ourselves with nature, connecting ourselves with spirit in the elements, and allowing ourselves, and not always recognizing that it doesn't have to be in a forest. A lot of us don't have access to forests. So even going to a park and checking out your favorite tree or a pond or anything like that, you know, creating a flower bed, any type of exercise that's going to get you close to the soil, get you close to something living, is an absolute phenomenal opportunity for us to build in those ways. So it was a great show. Quite a few people have already sat back and listened. I had a lot of good positive feedback about it. So wonderful show. Love the feedback. I love, you know, I usually get feedback during the show, but during the show, middle show, after the show, on A Wonderful Approach Facebook page is just wonderful, because this is for the family. You know, the show is to help to educate us so that we have, we know what we're doing, we know what we're trying to do, build, grow, and it was a wonderful, wonderful program. But today we have a lovely sister that I met, I think maybe a year ago, maybe even two. And we were talking about her name is Khadija. Lovely name. And when I met her, I said, "Ooh, sister, I just love your name." And we kind of giggled because all of us Khadijas love that powerful powerhouse name. So, and we were speaking about loving what we do and the passion that it takes to do it. And so, it's not surprising, you know, almost a year later, 2 years later, we need to have that conversation, because I'm finding that not enough people are dreaming. Not enough people are really allowing themselves the pleasure, the opportunity to let themselves go and to get that dreaming in. And if you don't have that beginning step, you can't move on to the next step. And then, like I was explaining to the dear sister, I know A Wonderful Approach. We have so many talented people. I'm sitting here trying to crochet now. I'm not doing so good. I got the string going, but I don't, can't turn it back around. Anyways, so we have such talented people in our organization. I'm like, man, this is a business, but they don't quite, it doesn't quite transfer. So I'm like, I need you to come on and tell us how you did it and how you do it for other people. So I'm not going to hold her up. I'm going to bring my dear sister on the line, and we're going to talk about some things. We're going to talk about some things. So let's see if I can grab her. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Peace and blessings, family. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. How about you on a busy Wednesday, huh?
Well, I'm going to preface it by saying, and this is why I'm going to talk about dreams tonight, I am double duty. I'm on the radio with you with a car full of children getting ready to leave swim practice. So,
wow.
Just if you hear a few voices in the background, that's what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
But I love what I
mom,
do. So it's just
yeah, being that mom, that's double duty every day, okay? That is every day. So, dear sister, tell me what it is that you do again. Explain it to me.
Sure. Well, I am the owner, CEO, founder, and director of a business and scholastics consulting and training company. And people always ask, what is that, right? So basically
yes.
What I do is I help small business owners, specifically women and demographics of people who don't have, I guess you could say, the connections to grow and start a business from scratch. So we take people's dreams and turn them into businesses with them. And then we do the same thing for Scholastic. So I was a corporate person, insurance claims for years, didn't have any children, and at 30, all of a sudden, that mom bug hit me. I just had to become a mom. And then I did it times eight.
But wow.
Living in Baltimore, I don't know if anybody knows about our school system a little bit here. It's not the best. So when I relocated from Philadelphia to Baltimore, I had to learn how to homeschool. And when I started doing it, oh, my gosh, I fell in love. Did not realize
wow.
that skills that I had all along could transfer into not only educating my children, but now helping to educate and support other families that are doing the same thing. So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of what I do in a quick synopsis.
Okay. All right. So you're a homeschooler, but you also are doing the small businesses.
Correct. We do both.
Okay.
So, for example, a lot of our customers are homeschoolers that they want to homeschool, but they're not quite sure. Or they have to work full-time
uh-huh.
jobs and think they can't homeschool. So that's where we come into play. We make it work. It's called Developing It Just As It Happens, DJA. That's the name of the company. And literally we do that. There's no such thing as we can't. If you have a dream, it can. And that's basically
mm-hmm.
my motto. If you have a dream, it is a reality. Let's make it a reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you have a dream, you can. Now, let me explain to you how important that is right there, okay? Just that understanding right there is going to chase away all the negativity. You know, just that understanding
yeah.
right there is going to make sure that we stay on target, because this is not necessarily a straight path. There's always going to be a twist, a turn. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. You know, there's always going to be something. And so, but when you have that have to do, not can do, I have to do this, I have to be successful
right.
attitude, then that makes everything happen.
Oh, no doubt. Khadija, it is one of those things I tell people, you know, my business has gone up and down for over 20 years. And literally everything we've done it from scratch. There's no textbook or template or cookie cutter. And there was a
right.
time when I was running business without electricity at home. Literally,
mm-hmm.
it did not stop
mm-hmm.
me. It did not stop me. There's such thing as cell phones and plug-ins and electrical cords and
Absolutely.
Cars. There is a way. You know, the old school folks used to tell us where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
So I like I said, I take that twist and I say, if you have a dream, you can. You can. The only
yes.
thing stopping us is ourselves. It's ourselves.
Yes.
And, you know, you talk about spirituality all the time, and that's
yes.
when that spirituality is a must-have. Because on those low, 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 lows, you have nothing else to hold on to.
That's right. That is so right. And see, this is why we had to do this Living This Dream conversation. That's why I had to get you on air, because me and you have all the great private conversations. I said, but wait a minute. I know people that need to hear this. I need people that need to know that you can do it. This can be your business.
Yes.
Now, why is living your dream, you know, why is this a topic? For me, it's a topic because I think if you're not living your dream, you're not really living. If you're not doing what you desire to do, you're not really living. And how can you be appreciative to God for what you have, but what you have is not what you really want? How can you be
appreciative? No doubt. And I've done that. And I've lived that world, Khadijah, and honestly, it was spirituality that gave me that push to leave that realm, because it literally is a realm. It's a realm of negativity.
Yes,
when you're doing something just for a paycheck, not because it's something that within your soul you feel you should be doing, it's a lower realm of life. It's not even on, living yet. You haven't begun to live. Now, I could be a homeschool mom, run a business, be tired. And my kids are competitive swimmers. So every weekend I'm basically at a pool for 6 to 8 hours. But I love what I do. So it's okay to be tired when you're happy tired. It's okay to be broke when you're happy broke. You know what I mean? And there is a such thing as happy broke. There really is.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And there's a happy tired, because that's what I've been for the past 2 days. Just getting off of the road, Charlotte, you know, spending my time traveling and everything. But when you know that you have done your passion, when you know that you've done that thing that God has asked you to do, then you go to bed, you feel like you've earned that sleep. That's how I feel. You know, there's some nights where I pass out, I'm just exhausted. And then there's nights where I'm like, man, I earned that one right there. I earned that sleep. And so we have to get to the point where we feel good and we're earning what we feel we need to be doing for God. You know, a lot of these spiritual helping small business to me is a spiritual task, okay? Because you're helping someone, possibly a mother, stay at home with her children. You're helping someone possibly leave the stress of a horrible work environment. You know, I mean, it's really a lot. When you sit back and think about it, what you can be helping someone with by helping them run their small business. And then, of course, the business may not stay small. You know, it may only be a small business because they haven't had the right help / encouragement in the middle of it, you know. And so you're not truly who you are and who you want to be while you're miserable at work. I mean, I know I've seen
– No doubt.
I've had jobs stress me to the point where I lose hair. I've had jobs that make you want to eat and drink constantly to the point where it is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I have seen jobs put people in unhealthy situations, and people just take it because they feel as if they don't have any other way around it. And so, you know, when it comes to living your dream, you make a way around it.
You know, it's funny you say that because I think of when I first started the business. My oldest son has Down syndrome, and he's 18 now. But at the time, I was a new mom. He was only my second child, and I was working in the insurance industry. If anybody knows anything about claims, it's very, very stressful. And he kept getting sick, which meant that I was making, you know, 12, 3, 4 a.m. ER visits. So I had to call out sick, and they put me on probation. I literally took my 401k, and it wasn't that much in it. We're not talking thousands of dollars. and I put it in the bank. I cashed it out, put it in the bank, and I gave a 30-day notice. I have never worked for anyone else since then. That was over 18 years ago. So it was a passion in me. I had taken a business plan writing course. I knew I had these skills. I had been working since the age of 11, so of course I had skills. So I'm thinking with organization and a blueprint, why can't I put my skills to work? And it's the best thing I ever did, because my children really are possessive, because their attitude is, Mommy, you're running business, but we should be with you also. So then I've turned that into a family business. So my business literally is family business. The children actually teach swimming. They help do the tutoring for some of our clients. So it's one of those things you have to look at your lifestyle, look at your passion, and look at where you want to go. And don't stop. Just get a plan together and stay focused and make it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, spiritually speaking, a lot of times when we do things and we have these additional hobbies or practices, they're not about us. They're usually about someone else. You know, we're supposed to be sharing these skills, sharing these tools, and how else can we share them? You know, business is a great way, you know, but what I don't want people to do is to feel as if they're stuck in business. You know, there's nothing more we can do.
Right.
I'm stuck doing this for the rest of my life. I'm unhappy, and I'm like, I'm not going to have, I remember I've had jobs, making good money, unhappy, you know, I had jobs making money, so much money I couldn't even spend the money, okay, I couldn't even, didn't even have time to spend the money, because I was working 60 hours a week, you know, so at that point, it doesn't matter how much money you're making, you just want to get in your bed, you know, so I just want to sleep,
correct.
I don't even want to spend money, you know. So it doesn't, there comes a time and point where the actual dollar doesn't matter. What matters is your quality of life. And that's what we all have to get to, is our quality of life. What kind of quality of life do you really want? What do you want out of this understanding of life, you know? And for those of us that have children, you know, that's a really big question.
Correct. You know, and I tell some of my customers that are parents, that are mothers, I don't have a skill set. I don't know how to do anything. Did you wash dishes today? Did you mop a floor? Did you fold clothes? There's someone out there that has enough money to pay you to do that for them. That's a business.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of times we don't understand our worth. You know what I mean?
Right,
all have value. We all have value. And that's the key to growing a business, is knowing your value, putting your brand on it, and getting out there and selling it.
Absolutely. 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 And we really have got to do that for ourselves and for our sanity. You know, we have to get back into the idea. You know, we do a lot of traveling, a wonderful approach. We do, every month we're somewhere, you know, and so sometimes I'm going to need you to take off work. You know, I need you not to have to work. And when you're the boss, it's not a question. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'll be there because I'm going to schedule the work around that. But when you're working for someone else, it's not that easy, you know. And then also, a lot of these jobs, they're unhealthy. It's just unhealthy. It's amazing. Unfortunately, the work environment has created an unhealthy competitiveness. The work environment has created just ill feelings and ill will. And so, you know, we come to the point where it's like, man, this job is just not producing enough for me. And so it is definitely something that we need to think about. I also believe in multiple streams of income. You know, we need to go ahead and get those additional things in as we all get older. And we all know about opportunities like that out there. You know, we need to be able to get comfortable so that we can do the things that we want to do, that we need to do.
Definitely. And like you say, it's the other thing is this happiness in your daily life. That's the other thing, you know, people come to me and they'll say, oh, I want to start a business. And I'm saying to them, well, what are your skill sets? Well, I do this, I do that. So, for example, I have one customer. She helped with CNAs. And she really didn't like it, but it was what she thought was her only skill set. No, boo-boo, let's talk about it. What do you do in that job? What are some of the things you do specifically? And what are those skills that you can turn into something that you like to do every day? You know, that happiness and being grounded. Yes, you know what I mean? Like you said, being grounded with the earth. Boy, when you're doing what you love, putting your feet firmly on the ground is the most powerful moment. It is a powerful moment because you're standing upright in happiness.
Amen. Amen. And look, I'm not talking about, and we can be talking about something as simple as getting you some shea butter, some jars, a label. I had one of my angels give me a salt scrub with made with ingredients from the garden, and I was like, Mary Lou, do you have a label for that?
Right.
And she's like, oh man, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I need the scrub. I need you to put a label on it. Because I need to be able to order it, not just give it when I want to. I want to get it when I want to. I want to be able to order it, you know. We have consumable
and
products.
And spread the word.
Yes. And spread the word. I tell people, every time I have to go to the store and buy soap, I get mad. Because I know there is someone that can make soap and put my special spiritual ingredients in there and sell the soap. You know, I don't want to keep going to Walmart and giving them my money. I want to go within
right.
my own community, within my own family. How about that? My own family and get the money, you know, and have my money spent
right.
on my community
right.
a couple of times, okay? So, yeah, we have to start thinking about business. Now, I know your passion. I know what you do when you say, I wake up every day hungry for my work, my passion, and helping others to do the same. How do you keep your spiritual head? How do you keep your, you know, your God head about yourself when things don't turn out exactly as you may thought they would have?
It's a couple of things. But one, prayer, daily prayer, like you say, you always say, you got to stay prayed up. You have to.
Gotta
you're not having that
up.
Conversation with your higher being, then you're missing it.
Yes.
Because your
yes.
higher being will guide you. Will guide you every step of the way. That's the one thing I do. Two, I look in the mirror every morning and remind myself that I can only be who I am. I can't be somebody that I'm not. So if it's one of those days where I'm not able to accomplish 1, 2, and 3, I need to accept that within myself. And I need to decide
okay.
at that point, what am I going to accomplish? What can I accomplish within this day? And thirdly, my network. I have an interfaith network of folks that are Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Muslim. And when I tell you we're all of like mind and like character
mm-hmm.
and like spirit,
mm-hmm.
one of my closest partners, she's Christian. I'm Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell you we exchange similarities in faith in order to empower each other, it gets
mm-hmm.
me through many days, because I'll call my partner up and say, look, this is not one of those days, and she'll remind me through her scripture what my scripture
mm-hmm.
has said.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to
mm-hmm.
keep a community around you. You must keep
mm-hmm.
a community around you of like mind and spirit, because you can fight off that negativity when you have that.
Amen. Amen. I know it. I've seen it. I've been part of the battle plan. You know what I'm saying? It is, this is what we do, okay? This is what we
right.
do. This is how we do it. All it. But it starts with a dream. It starts with a dream. It starts with a desire. And that's what I want to encourage my people in today, tomorrow, the next day. It starts with a desire to do more. It starts with a desire to be more. The belief that you can be more, and so, you know, all of that is part of the beginning steps of this whole spirit, this whole energy. I want to remind the family
definitely.
That this is an interactive conversation. What you do is you press 1. We're talking about living the dream. We're talking about living the dream. Whose dream? Your dream. However it works, that's what we need. But we need to, you know, we want to hear from those. And, you know, Sister Khadija is professional. You know, this is what she does. And, you know, we're going to get her to share her information, how do we get in contact, all like that. But, you know, we really want to encourage people to get that dream going and not be afraid of it. You know, sometimes, you know, God
correct.
Has something special for you. Can't nobody else do it. He needs you to do it, you know, and that's what we have to do.
Uh-huh.
So don't hesitate to press that 1, and we're going to talk about it. So, sis, I got a caller that would love to join us. So hold on for just a second.
Sure.
I'm going to bring the caller on, okay?
Great.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. Good. All right.
Yeah,
so welcome to the show. Can you
hear
me okay?
Yeah, I like what you guys are talking. Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Good.
Are you able to hear me?
Gotcha.
Okay. So I just like what you guys are talking about, and I can share a little bit, I guess.
Please.
Am I on the air now?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Okay. So, these things.
Hello? I don't know what happened. If you can, you may have to call back. I know. Try to call back so we can grab you on the line because, you know, we really want to be able to share and encourage others in their entrepreneurial spirit, you know, whatever your ingredient is. You know, one thing I want to talk about, Sister Khadija, while we're waiting for the caller to call back in, is I know, like, for the things that I produce, let's say the white bath that I produce, I'm very particular about my ingredients, okay? I'm into quality, and so I do a lot of searching for the right quality of items that go in. I have a ritual for their packaging. They are kept in a special place where I know that they are, you know, so the energy is good. I really do a lot of babying of my ingredients because I want to produce a good quality product. You know, how do you talk to people about the quality of what they do, especially if they're doing it for higher reasons? You know, how do you teach them that?
You know, it's funny. I made a post on Facebook last week, or either it was this week, I think, and it basically said, you know, you can't expect caviar results from fried chicken money. So, honestly, if we're expecting, if we're going to expect to get that big dollar customer, if we're going to expect to get that customer return, we've got to pour into the sincerity, and you know what I mean, that we came up with through that dream. You know, who are you? What's your niche? What's your brand? All of that should be a part of who you are to the core of your bone. If you have to fake it, I don't like that saying, fake it till you make it. I don't like that. Because that means that you have to be somebody else in order to make it. And that's not the case. Pour in sincerity. Pour in truth. Thank you, you know. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay. You know what I mean? Quality doesn't mean that you have a product that has no mistakes and is flawless. That doesn't mean quality. Quality means that the substance of what you're giving, some time, some love, some energy has been poured into it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so glad, you know, I know a lot of what you teach because I listen. And I know you do classes. I do classes. People that are into teaching are into classes because I really need you to fully pay attention and to hear what I'm talking about. So I know about the quality that you put into your people. And so hold on for just a second. I got a caller that would like to speak.
Sure.
Go ahead and grab. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. Alafia, how are you?
Alafia, how are you? This is unique.
You know,
how are you?
You know it. I'm doing wonderful. You know, this is straight, like, God-sent, spirit-led, talking to me because I'm just getting off of work. And I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, Lord, yeah, let me go ahead and go home and finish doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yes, I hate to say I'm a worker bee, you know what I'm saying? I have great work ethic, but I'm in the process of trying to transition that into working for myself and putting all that same energy and effort into working for myself. Like, you know, and I know it's time because I get to the point where I debate every morning is whether or not I want to call in because I could be doing something else for myself. You know, I'm staying up, and so if I go home, like tonight I'm going home, and I'm going to crochet, and I'm going to finish this this project that I have. But then I have to get up in the morning to go to this job that I enjoy what I'm doing, but I just don't want to do it for them anymore. So that's where I'm at.
Yes.
And I'm trying to find that. It's like I'm right there, but it's like, hey, what do I do? You know, some people's like, well, just leave. I'm like, you know, step out on faith. And I'm like, you know, but when you say cash, you know, yeah, but when you say cash in your 401k, I'm like, that's a great idea. Now I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cash that 401k in, and, you know what I'm saying, just because I have a minimalist life, so to speak. I don't drive a big, fancy car. I don't have a lot of so-called bills, so to speak.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of my comes from helping other people, so it's just really about managing my own income. And I've at least over the last year, I've made sure that I have taken money and invested it back into my own business, and then take that
Amen.
Money and invest it back into my own business, and invest it into myself, and take those and take that time off where. You know, before I used to be like, oh, well, you know, I have to go to work now. I look at my PTO and I'll take off even if I don't have it because I'm going
uh-huh.
to a relationship. You know, and it's stuff that I need to do for myself. Because when it's all over, they're going to find somebody else if something happens to me, and I work in healthcare. You know what I'm saying? So, and I also work in mental health. So, you know, and once you break down, they're going to find somebody else to fill it in. So my question
yes,
to you, sister, is how do you get past, how do you get past that initial, like, just to, I know the saying, just do it, but it's, for me, I have to have, you know, order control coordination, you know, it's like, I need to test myself for me. And does your business provide that for, you provide that for your clients?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's the first thing I push is that business plan. That business plan is your roadmap for life. You can do a one-page lean business plan, and that's what we help you do, or you can do a full investment plan. It's up to you as to where you are and how eager you are to jump in and get the business going. So, for example, we're running a youth business competition right now. Our youth can't use any more than $20 in startup costs. I have one youth who's already made the money and reinvesting back into her business within 1 week's time. She's written down her plan, and she's made it work. I would suggest you, once you write that business plan, let us know. I can help you with that. That's not a problem. That's the toughest part, writing that business plan. And it doesn't have to be something really intricate, but it's a roadmap. You know, my motto is brainstorm, organize, plan, and then execute. That's what your business plan allows you to do. Because, see, I was like you. I was on that seat like, wait a minute. I got my nice, cushy job, my benefits, my 401K, my vacation. I'm not trying to let this go. How am I going to make this dream a reality? Once I wrote that business plan, there's a song back in the day, Ain't No Stopping Us. And literally that was what happened. I wrote that business plan. It gave me the confidence to go in and give a 30-day notice. Why did I get 30-day? It gave me some buffer. I had at least two more paychecks coming. So you have the plan. Once you have a plan in place, sis, it's no stopping you. I promise you it won't be any stopping you with that plan.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. And that's what it's about. Right. Just write the plan out.
That's what it's about.
I even get too intricate in the plan. Then I'm like, well, the plan is not good enough. I need to just put more into it or less, you know, and then So I think I just have to cut back and just do it.
Yes.
Start off small
yes.
with your plan.
Do it.
Start small.
Yes.
Don't go big. Start small. Don't make it something that becomes a big task that you can't complete or that something you have
right.
to put off and procrastinate. Don't do that.
Right.
Brainstorm. Get those ideas down. Go to the dollar store and get yourself a composition book and just start writing.
Amen. And that procrastination, that's the P word. We, oh my goodness. That is a bad word with a wonderful approach. because it keeps us stuck. It keeps us stuck where we are. It keeps us doubting ourselves. I hate that P word. And so, but it's real. It's very real. So thank you, Sister Unique, for calling in and reminding us, you know, about some of those basic securities. I get what you're saying now. Peanut butter and jelly, we still need to eat, you know. But I love the way you set it up. You were like, look, it wasn't an option. This is what I was doing, period, regardless. I had made up my mind that I was going to be able to make money and stay home. And so get the plan, and then you work the plan. That is so beautiful. You know, and everyone, and I like also what you said, everyone has something. Everyone has a plan. Don't think that you don't. Even if your plan is helping other businesses, you know what I'm saying? You know, even if your business plan, like you, is helping other businesses, you know, even the simple things you do just easy. House clean, oh my God, don't even talk about house cleaning. I mean, but you know, I'm one of those people, I have 1,001 projects going on. I mean, to the point where I have to stop and say, okay, I have to prioritize my life for a second. I got too much going on. I'm trying to get too much done. I don't want to be that jack of all trades. I want to be a master of one. And so how do you deal with staying focused in the middle of your project? How do you deal with really allowing yourself to be masterful in what you're doing?
And that's a really good question, because I don't know any business owner out there that does not face this question daily. Daily.
Okay.
Because if you're a business owner, you are what I call some type of creator, because you had to have taken something from nothing and made it something. So what
right.
I do is I keep on the plan. So the same business plan that I wrote 20 years ago is the same one that I'm following. So if I try something and it doesn't work, I'm going back to that business plan. And I'm going to go back and see, okay, so step one was this, step two. You know what? I tried to twinkle step two a little bit. I didn't follow my step two that I wrote. I should have followed it. It's the same concept. Like when you're doing multiplication or you're doing algebra, you know, my dear Aunt Sally, multiply, divide, add, subtract. It's called a system. If you don't have a system
in place,
you will fail. You will fail.
And if you don't
do
it in order, you're going to fail.
Yes. So it's the same plan. It's the same plan.
Okay. All right. And what do you say to those that are contemplating business? You know, I have some authors. I have, like I said, a wonderful approach. We are talented people. But, you know, again, still kind of tied to that day job. How do you find time for both? You know, how do you manage something like that?
It's funny you ask that, because 90% of my customers have full-time jobs right now. But what is keeping them motivated and growing their business is that they can't wait till the day they turn that resignation letter in. So, you know, you have weekends when you're sitting home and you're watching television. But while you're watching television, that composition book that you got from the dollar store, you should be jotting your ideas down. When ideas come to you, jot them down. When I went to write my business plan, all I did was pick up my composition book and plug in. Because the business plan was already written, because I had started jotting ideas down 2-3 years before I decided to start the business. I just knew something different had to happen. So once I found out something different had to happen, I needed to start writing down what my ideas were.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, I had 3-4 professional friends that told me it's not going to work. You're not going to be able to run a business that way. 20 years later,
okay.
You told me I couldn't.
You said some things right there. Let me tell you. Because we all have our nice long list of naysayers. Always got something to say, okay? And so we have, you take that personal, okay, y'all? Don't let these naysayers win. You don't let them win. If God has put something on your heart, see, this is how you have to know what you're doing is of God. This is why you have to know that this is your mission, because when you know it's your mission and one that God has given you, You won't let anything take you off your mark. So that's why, you know, this is a spiritual topic, okay, because we have to know that the things that we do, when you're putting that much time and energy in something, it needs to be of God. Imagine spending that much time away from something that God has told you or given you, you know. So we need to go and make sure that we are doing these things and that they are fulfilling our spirit and that we're fulfilling our destiny, even the indirectly, as we're doing the work that we do. So, you know, 100%, you got to know that it has to be more than a thought. It has to be more than money. It has to be truly a passion that you like, this is it. This is what I want to do. I remember I had a Gro Mambo, an elder in the Vodun community. She asked me, she said, what do you want to do? This was, oh, Lord, 10 years ago. And I was like, I'm not sure. I could do so many things. And she said, okay, what would you do for free? I said, I would talk to people for free. I would talk to people for free. I would try to counsel them for free. And she said, well, then that's what you need to do, period. And that's when I went back to school. I started counseling. I do behavioral health during the day. And so, you know, that is how my day job can help me balance my evening job, because in my eyes, I'm still moving in my passion. I'm still doing my God work, you know. So that's how I got that. But if you're not doing your God work during the day, all that money, all that energy, you need to be putting that in at night and getting your work done, getting your business done, because you can't spend that many hours being miserable with a day job.
No, you can't. And, you know, Khadija, it's funny you mentioned that. You know, my first contract came from me giving away my skills. So I did. I knew that I wanted to start with you. I wanted to start with you. So in Philadelphia, Kenny Gamble had an organization, Universal Company. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take this chance. I want to teach youth customer service skills. So I went to the VP at the time, and I said, look, I don't have any money. I'm just starting out. But what I want to do is I want to teach you customer service skills. They gave me a computer room, all the supplies I need. I had full range of whatever I needed to run that program for free. But from that, the VP said, well, you know what? I think I need you to come and do a subcontract for me, training workforce development. Immediately it took off. But my contract was free of charge to all of my customers. And I tell everybody who wants to start a business, give your service away first. Practice. Practice at your craft before you actually go to make money off of it, because it'll improve your craft. It'll give you the quality that we talked about.
Now, how do you know when you're ready to move from a, you know, something I like to do to a business? How do you know how when you're ready to make those types of adjustments? Like hang your shingle out. When are you going to be ready to hang your shingle?
Right. And that's why I say the plan first. Because once that business plan, none of my customers have written any sort of plan. I tell you what, I've had 3-4 sessions. Every customer, after the 3rd or 4th session, they started on their business immediately. So once you start to talk about, you know, we put things in an environment. We put things out there in the energy. Yeah. Once you start to talk about it, once you start to do the work, once you start to allow yourself to dream past those dreams that you thought were impossible, it's going to motivate you. It's like putting that fire under your tail. It's going to do it, and you're not going to be able to stop. I couldn't. You know, I just got an offer for a job making 6 figures last week. And I talked to my husband. I said, look, hon, you know, we want to buy a house. A couple extra dollars would help. He said, so you can be miserable every day. Really?
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
He said, no, you're not. You're going to continue running that business. That's what you're going to do.
Oh, that's a smart man. Oh, that's
a
smart man.
He said, you're
going to
keep running that business.
That's what you're about to do, okay? No. Let me talk about peace of mind. Can we talk about peace of mind for just a minute? Okay, because we're talking about peace of mind, happy wife, happy life. And if you're not a wife, you got to be your own wife, okay? Your own husband, you own everything, but really stop and think about it. Is it worth your happiness? Is it worth your health? Is it worth, you know, so if you're working that far out of your field, and sometimes it's not even a matter of working outside of your field. Sometimes it's just a matter of God has called me for something else. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's that simple. You know, it's not even that anything is wrong. It's just that something's just not right. And so when it comes time to doing what you need to be right, you know, don't be afraid to say, hey, this is not right for me. You know, I've had jobs where, I mean, I do behavioral health, I do counseling, but one time I was counseling some really some real knuckleheads. It just wasn't a good fit, and I was like, you know, it's not that I don't enjoy the counseling, but this is not good for my spirit, and I had to make a decision if that wasn't going to be for me. And you know, making decisions, there's always a little consequence. Part of the consequence, you lose the job, you lose the money. But I gained my spirit, okay? I gained my spirit. I gained a happy spirit. My spirit appreciated me taking its feelings first and allowing truly the my spiritual health to be priority, you know? And so at that point, I can say, my spirit says, I know that she listens to me. I know that she cares about me because she's not going to put me in any situation that's going to be harmful for me. And so that alone was worth it, you know. So I believe your husband made, he said the right thing, okay? He said the right thing when it comes to understanding how important living your dream is for your happiness. And so it's a very... It's a happy thing. It's a spiritual thing. It is all of those items wrapped up together, and we need to be able to live our life in happiness, you know, and not have that dollar figure be the god.
I know the feeling of sitting in the parking lot and the my stomach's in knots, and I know I have to go in here and do 8 hours of something that I don't want to do.
Yes.
Versus now this morning, I got 3 hours sleep last night, but I bundled everybody up this morning, and we got out to our homeschool consortium to do training, and I had to get on phone with for my business clients this evening, and I'm beat right now, but I'm happy. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes.
I am so happy, you know, because when my day ends, I have to put some real time into something productive, something that's going to give me back a return that may not be cash, but it's peace.
Amen. Amen. And that is worth it. That's worth it all right there. The peace to be able to. And, you know, I have to tell my mothers out there, my mothers, you know, don't think that your peace of mind only impacts you. Your peace of mind directly impacts your children. And so don't think that you're the only one miserable when you're miserable. Your kids is miserable watching you be miserable, okay? So don't think that, oh, I got to do this for them. No, you might need to find a new job for them, or you may need to find, you may need to up your hobby for them, or whatever you're doing. Being miserable shouldn't, having children and providing for children is not a death sentence. You know what I'm saying? It's not a criminal act. This is not the end of everything. You still can find your joy. And I tell you, family, we're responsible. We already talked about joy. You know, in fact, it's unique with the one on the phone lines talking to us about joy. You know, we have a responsibility to find our joy and to be joyful. And so that means in all things. That don't mean spend eight, nine, okay, in Atlanta, you spend an hour and a half driving to a job to be miserable for 8-9 hours, to drive an hour and a half in traffic. What? That is no kind of life.
Right.
That is no kind of life.
And so being a stay-at-home mother for 50 years, I didn't think I was going to be able to get this business going back again, you know, because I took a little sabbatical to raise children. And then that's what I mean about finding who you are and your happiness. Because the one thing I did enjoy, because I went from corporate to now getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and making breakfast from scratch, and enjoying children coming and running up to me and giving me hugs and kisses and saying good morning, mommy. You know, and it's one of those things where I said, wow, this is happiness. You know, and I used to joke with my children because they didn't want to let me take a break. You know, and I tell every mother, I just had a conversation to the pool this tonight with a mother who's a teacher. And, you know, we were talking, and I said, do you take a break once a year? And she looked at me as if I was speaking a foreign language. I said, no.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Every parent, every business owner, there is one weekend out of the year that you need 2 days completely off. And you must plan those 2 days. Just like you plan your business, you plan your children's after-school activities, you plan all of the responsibilities at home that you have to take care of, plan the me time. Plan it.
Yes.
So what happened was I went away for 1 weekend. My children were, oh, mommy, no, we don't want you to go away. And when I came back, they loved the way I was so much that they began to ask me before that next year came up, mommy, where are you going this year? Can I help you? Can I buy some things for you to take on vacation with you? So the children even realized that they were benefiting from me taking care of me.
Yes, yes. I say the same thing about retreat. I do retreat work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm away from my children, and I started doing this. I started under my mother, Mother Eagle Ministries. I've been doing it myself for about 5 years. But the first time I was away, my youngest was 6 months. And I was like, oh,
my God,
what kind of mother am I? Oh, let me tell you, that was the best sleep I had. I was like, and I miss my little booger when I go out of town, but I come back a better person, and I'm able to share, and I'm able to see a life with him as well, knowing that I just saw my life without. You know, I mean, it's really, really a wonderful experience of reconnecting / adulting with myself, you know, and so it really, really is important that we do that. Don't get lost in anything, not the kids, not the house, not the job, not the business. You know, you still are a full person. And so we have to remember that and value that. Like you said, I'm so glad you brought that up. Oh, my goodness. And then
and plan for it.
Yes.
And plan for it. You know, we say, oh, I'm just going to go away a weekend. I just make a hotel reservation. Plan 6 months in advance so you can get the cheaper rate so that now you're not going broke while you're going on the retreat. Make sure you have your candles. Make sure you have your flowers. Make sure you have a special outfit for you time. Because when you look in the mirror, it's not for somebody else. It's really for you.
That's right. That is
you
right.
You need to like
100%.
What you see. You need to like what you see.
That is right, and it's so true, and I just want to share with everybody, again, we are setting examples for the ones that are watching us. You know, we need the children to know they can have business. I know quite a few young people that are that have business, that speak, that do what they need to do, and so absolutely, you know, we have to start showing them that. We have to start making sure they know your ideas. There's an idea here. You know, there's a business here. I remember driving on the highway once, and I met a young lady. She was 12, and she had a lemonade stand. And she was out there with her cousin and her mother, and, you know, she was just saying she'd been doing a lemonade stand for 2 years, and her mom let her buy a real stand. And, you know, everybody in the car got lemonade, and we shook her hand, and, you know, she was very well-spoken, and you could see her mom had done the work to coach her in that. But yet, you know, this one, she was standing out there, you know, saying, hey, this is who I am. And I just was like, how wonderful it is to meet young people that haven't lost the dream, you know, that their parents are still encouraging them and working with them to dream and to have those businesses. So that they can start to believe and know for themselves, you can do this. You can do this.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes.
And push them to dream.
Yes. You know, I think sometimes formal education, it gives us a lot of information, but I think also sometimes it kind of cripples people. I've seen it cripple people to where they think, you know, once I get the education, that's all I have to do. And I'm like, absolutely not. Formal education or not, you still have to go and get it. You know, you still have to have that. It's an entrepreneurial spirit. You know what I'm saying? You have to really, you know, be okay with the looks, the stares, and like you said, the naysayers. You have to be okay and say, look, this is what I'm going to do. And the earlier, the better.
And it's funny. And it's funny because, you know, my demographic initially in business was welfare to work moms. You know, and
okay.
it was motivating them to understand that let's get you a little skill and let's build on it. And it's funny because,
Amen.
You know, a lot of people thought, oh, why are you working with that group? They're not going to do anything more. You know, I don't know, 80s, 90s, some of the, my older folks. You know, there was a whole stigmatism around welfare moms.
Yes, there is.
And it's funny
because it still is.
But that was a demographic that everybody had written off. But it was a demographic that I knew had the passion, had the dreams. Why? Because they started out with nothing. So if you can start out with nothing, you know what I mean, and make it something, then those people who have a little something really don't have an excuse.
Right. Hello.
Really,
thanks for putting that in perspective for us, okay? Thanks for drilling that one home, okay? Thanks for drilling that one home. You know, you really don't have any excuse. Come on. We want to see you produce. And, you know, even if you have your corporate job, that's wonderful. But there, I believe, in multiple streams of income. Go ahead and apply yourself and, you know, get you some real estate, get you some, you know, something, you know, invest somewhere. But, you know, make sure that one of those investments is in you. Look, I'm telling you.
Right?
I'm just saying, though, make sure one of those investments are you. Make sure one of those investments are on your shoulders and on your hands. So that gives you some assurance that this is going to make it right here because this one's mine. You know? And so make sure that you're investing in yourself.
No doubt. Pay yourself
make
first.
Sure.
Pay yourself first.
You know, my first life, I was a tax accountant, and no one understood what you just said. No one. I can guarantee you that they didn't. no one.
I only
laugh because, okay?
You know, this is on the default into that.
Oh, my God. No one understood that. One thing I love about you is the classes. And small businesses usually are not accountants, okay? Small businesses are usually, you know, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick makers. And so doing books and accounting and stuff, that can be very scary because it's like that's not really my expertise. I do candlesticks, you know. I don't do that other stuff. This is where I'm going to tell you, do not be afraid to get you an expert, you know, whether it's reaching out to someone who does business, someone that does whatever, but don't be afraid to reach out to someone who may know the business aspect that can help you avoid some really common mistakes, you know. People make mistakes and they don't know how to price their stuff. People make mistakes and they don't know the pricing, they don't know the ingredients, they don't know the market. They don't know. You know, they just don't know. And so it makes the business part such a chore. But it doesn't have to be your chore. You know, this is where you can come in and have someone that has a little bit more knowledge than you and come in and get the work done.
Correct. And it's funny because even if you can't afford to pay them to do the work, hire them as a consultant then to teach you how to do the work. There's a way. There's always a way. But like you said, don't be afraid to say, I'm not good at this or I can't do this, because no business owner is good at everything.
Correct.
None of us.
That is so correct. And for my artists out there, oh, my goodness. I know artists.
Oh, you got the business.
You know, I'm not. I'm scared of rejection. I know an artist that's scared of rejection. I said, okay, well, then you're a hobbyist, you know. Everybody's not going to get
right.
the art. Everybody's not going to understand it. It's not for everybody. It's for those that get it. But you would be, you know, this is when you need to hire a marketing person. So you don't have to necessarily be in the room. You know, let somebody else be in the room and do the sales part. Also, you know, don't be afraid to barter. Bartering is kind of making a comeback. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I got this. You know, I mean, I have no money, you know, but I have this. You know, can we work something out temporarily? Can I commission you, you know, with profit? You know, how can I get you to look at this and assist me with this right now, with future payments in mind or anything else like that, work in mind or whatever? So, you know, don't be afraid to barter, to get some extra help with whatever, because, you know, like the sister said, we're not all experts.
No. And that's part of what we do. Beaches Cafe is another part of that. We have a network of small business owners, and that's part of our accountability, where I teach them how to actual old school bartering. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I'd say 50% of my business got off the ground from bartering.
50%. Okay.
I didn't have the money. I mean, literally, I know I quit my job. So I did not have the money. So I had to learn what the value of my skill and how I could trade my value for someone else's value. That's all bartering is trading your value for someone else's value.
Okay. Yeah, family, I hope, you know, if it sounds like I'm talking about you, I am. If it sounds like I'm talking about you, I am. If you're taking this personal, please do, okay? Because I really need you to understand that, you know, there are opportunities that we're missing out on, and I don't want to keep missing out on these opportunities. And when I see people with great ideas, I want to share them. So that means I need you to have a business card. You know, I need you to have some samples. I need you, you know, everybody knows when I have my retreats, I also have goodie bags. I'll be trying to find the cutest things in my goodie bags. You know what I'm saying? Come on, let me get your product together so I can put it in my goodie bag. You know, so I'm always trying to think about this family of business that I call A Wonderful Approach, and finding wonderful ways to handle all of our business and our needs, you know. So we got to work on this and get this together for the sake of business, for the sake of business.
Definitely.
So absolutely. Now let me ask you. Now I've heard you say business plan. You know, we're spiritualists. So every time we set up some goals and stuff, I'm like, look, did you pray about it? Did you pray on it? Did you put it on your shrine?
Mm-hmm.
Have you spoken with ancestors? Have you pulled in your support system? Okay. Now, and I hear you talk about, I know about the cafe. You know, tell me a little bit more about the networking that we do outside, after we've gotten our spiritual pray on, once we've spent the time with the business plan. How do we work there?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get that situated?
So that it becomes a reality. That's a very good question. So you have your business plan. You've taken the time to think through it, write it out, organize it, right? Now your energy is there. You want to grow a business. You want to make some money. But you're saying to yourself, I got this plan. I got this idea. Where do I go next? Get a mentor. I don't care if it's Aunt Sue that you know was cooking sweet potato pies in her kitchen and she sold on Sunday. She's a business owner. I don't care if it's Mary from down the street. You know, she's selling the bling phone cases. Get someone who is doing business to be your buddy, an accountability buddy. Somebody who you can pick up the phone and say, what do I do next? And that's what I did. I basically went to people who I knew about business, and I said, where do I go to find this out? Ask the questions. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, I don't know, because you will not know until you find out from someone who does. Get
right.
a mentor. Every business owner has to have somebody who they can just download on, ask questions of, use as a reference. And it's not necessarily somebody you're paying for. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just has to be somebody who can help you and guide you and push you. And then you have to
mm-hmm.
do the same for someone else. So don't you get
mm-hmm.
a successful business. Oh, a couple dollars, I'm on my own, I'm doing my thing. Uh-uh. You know there's somebody
mm-hmm.
else watching you that needs help. It's somebody
yeah.
else you know that wants to do what you do. And it's not going to hurt you to help them do what you do. Because as I tell everybody, your niche is your niche. Nobody can do it like I do it. Nobody
mm-hmm.
can do it like
mm-hmm.
I do it. There may be a million and one homeschool umbrellas out there, a million and one business coaches, but nobody can do it the DJ way. Just like nobody can
okay.
do what Khadija Seven does. You can't do
right.
it the way you do it. So don't be afraid
right.
to share. Don't be. Those blessings come back tenfold when you share. They do. So you have your business plan. You have your idea. You have your mentor. It's going to all fall into place. I promise you, you won't have to know. We won't have to ask what next steps are. You have a business
okay.
plan and a mentor and a good idea and a brand and a niche, there will be no questions asked. If you have questions
okay.
afterwards, call me. I promise you, I'll find the answer for you. I promise.
Okay. And she will. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she will. And she will. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, this has been ever so helpful, not just for callers, but also for myself. You know, it takes a lot of heart to run a business. It takes a lot of heart to say, to see, okay, one, this corporate life isn't working. It's drinking me dry. I need my own. And then have the heart to go and do it. You know, that's two different things. And so, you know, I really want to thank you for sharing how you do it every day with a smile, I must add. You know, you do it and make it look so easy and effortlessly, and how you can maintain. And I love what you said, you know, I didn't allow the kids to stop me, even though I stopped when I had the kids for a moment. But when I decided to pick it back up, I'm incorporating them in the middle of it, okay? They're going to do their part while I'm doing my part. Husband's doing his part. And congratulations on the husband part, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, you know, everybody doing their part, you know, we can get this done together, you know, as a family
yeah.
unit. And it becomes something that we can be really strong at, you know? So, yeah, that's been awesome.
That network
I greatly
is so
appreciate
important.
You. Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate
yeah, and you.
You. Like minds and spirits.
Yes. And networking doesn't take a whole lot, family. All it takes is you being willing to stand up and say, hey, this is me and this is what I do, you know, and this is where you find me doing it.
And 85% of my current network, I call this Facebook
mm-hmm.
hustling. I literally saw people I liked on Facebook, picked up the phone and said, can we talk? And
yes.
nobody said no. No
okay.
one told me no. Now, my following
yep.
is large, not because of me, no, because of
right.
my network. My
That's
partner
right.
has a partner.
That's right.
My partner's partner
right.
has a partner. We only deal within our circle. I only get my products to help grow my business from within my circle. You got to be within my community
mm-hmm.
if you're going to grow
That's
with
right.
me. So my website,
that's right.
a partner. You know what I mean? My virtual assistant work, that's a partner. My graphic design
yes.
work, that's a partner. You know, it's within my network. And we have no problems in making sure that our price points are correct and based on what our partners can afford. But
that's
just
right.
like the old school. And this is the way our ancestors grew business. Oklahoma
yes.
City did not become what Oklahoma City was for us if we did not know how to network.
That's right. And we're fair. I like what you said about the pricing. You know, you can't have pricing
mm-hmm.
that only works for you and you're not the one paying the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to,
thank
you know, this
you.
Is a group effect. This is a group situation. So 100%, we absolutely have to be able to, work with each other. That means afford each other, and then support
mm-hmm.
each other, you know. And then also, I got to let you know, if your product is not 100, I have to tell you, hey, you know, this is not, you know, you got to work a little better on this one. You got to work a little better on this. This is not satisfying.
Sincerity is a
and
must.
I think,
you have
yes.
to be sincere.
Yes, yes, because people can tell. You know, and again, the market is full. Like you said, there's a lot of people doing
uh-huh.
the business that we're doing. What makes us special
uh-huh.
is how people will feel about it when they're done. You know, are you going to feel
uh-huh.
like you were robbed? Are you going to feel encouraged, okay? Because if you feel robbed, you're not coming back. You know, you're not going to come back. And that's the reality. And so we have to make sure that what we're doing, that we are not just taking care of ourselves, but we're taking care of others in that process, too.
That's the word community. You know, people throw that word around so lightly nowadays.
They do.
You know,
and
I tell people all the time, don't tell me I'm a part of your community. If I'm a part of your community,
yeah.
what are you doing for me or what am I doing for you? If you
exactly.
cannot answer that question about the folks in your community, you don't have a community.
That's right. That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
it has to be
that's
an
right.
exchange. Everybody has
yes.
to benefit from this process.
That's right.
And if they're
that's
not,
right.
then you need to rethink your network and you need to rethink your community.
That's right.
You know,
that's
because
right.
when one doesn't eat in the community,
that.
Everybody is pulling their pennies in to make sure that one person gets to eat.
That's right. That's right. And one thing, you know, I got to say this because we talk about money. We talk about money. And, you know, one thing you were telling me about, you have a designer that is producing a special swimsuit for your daughter so she can continue her
yeah.
swimming even now that she has turned the page, okay? And so I was so impressed with your desire to go that extra step to support someone in your network to be able to
mm-hmm.
do that. So I just want to tell people, remind them, sometimes there is an extra step now. You know, now we're not going to tell you that
mm-hmm.
it's as convenient as Walmart, okay? Walmart, where you have a big warehouse, 1,000 people, it's not always that convenient, but it's worth it when
mm-hmm.
you know that the benefits are going back within your own community. And that's the kind of stuff we need to do and to be thinking about when we are working with people. So if you have to pay an extra dollar, please do. If you have to be patient while we're figuring out customer service because they didn't go to the sisters training, then, hey, be a little patient and suggest the sisters training, okay?
uh-huh.
But, you know, it's so worth it when we are building each other up, you know, so then you take a kind of like a personal feel and a personal stance when it comes to how this company is working and building because you know you're part of the success. And so it makes a difference, family. It really, really makes a difference. And I've seen it, and I've seen you do it, and I know I try to do it. And so it makes a difference to me just in the end product. I know when it comes to whether it's a service I'm doing or providing this product, I go the extra mile to make sure it is exactly as I would have it, you know, so that I can use it, you can use it, my children can use it. I do it with the highest quality in mind, and it gets the results, you know. So some of that is intention, too.
Yes.
I'm intending to do a good thing. I'm intending to have a good service. So it makes a big difference.
It definitely does. And there we go again with the happiness. Because I know you can attest to it. There's no better
yes.
feeling than knowing you have a satisfied customer. Somebody that has used your product or your service, and they're coming back to you. When you get repeat customers, hey, you know you did it right. When your customer keeps coming back, then you know you're doing something right. But it's a gratifying feeling. Okay, the paycheck is nice, to be able to eat is nice. But when somebody says, I appreciate you, that's paying you for a service, it hits me. I get emotional. I get kind of emotional with it because, for me, it's better than the payment. Because it means that my sincerity, my quality, my dream is now of value to someone else.
Yes. And isn't that what it's about? You know, isn't that
mm-hmm.
what it's about? Isn't that what we're trying to achieve in this, you know? And we have to, you know, we have to be careful, you know, don't let nobody squash out your dream, you know, because people are not dreaming for themselves anymore. Sometimes it's hard for them to see your dream. But what you're talking about, you have a dream. You a grown man or woman. And it's like, yeah, I got a dream. I got dreams. I got wishes, wants, desires, whatever you want to call them. But I got them, and I'm going to achieve them. You know, so we have to really get to the point where we have these dreams. We're willing to learn our trade, learn our skill. We're willing to sit down and say, okay, this is the business plan. This is what I intend to do. And then you go and execute. And that execute may take a minute now. I'm not, you know, we're not looking for no overnight sensation. You know, we're looking to do this and eat until we don't need to eat. Feed the grandbabies, everything. You know, so, you know, we have a lot to do. And, you know, we're trying to make this a longevity. You know, I saw both of my parents run business, run organizations. And so for me, that was a natural step of things, you know. So now, don't be afraid to run business. Our grandparents did this all the time. Even if all they did was cook dinners on Fridays and sell them out the house, they did business, you know what I'm saying? And the community supported them in that. So, you know, let's get back to the point where we're doing business and we're supporting each other in it.
No doubt. Everybody benefits. Oh, my gosh, does everyone benefit.
Yes, yes. And it teaches a confidence to the children that you can't really begin to understand. It teaches a confidence. It teaches them to start learning how to deal with success and disappointment, but also success. You know, sometimes, you know, when people get the big head and they doing this and they doing that, that's because they haven't really learned how to deal with success yet, you know. So this is a great way of learning how to deal with success and to deal with challenges. This teaches them how to find their voice in the middle of all the other voices. And everything like that. So, you know, and of course, it's going to keep you righteous with God, okay, because we're not supposed to be gorging people. We're not supposed to be taking advantage. We're not supposed to be selling, you know, snake oil, you know, all that stuff. You know, we're not supposed, it's going to, if you're righteous with God, you know, even your business will have to be righteous. You know, it's going to force you to say, hey, no, I need this to be a good thing for everybody, and it's going to force you to find ways to make it wonderful, you know. So that is what I love about business. Oh, my goodness. Sister, this has been an absolute pleasure. I'm so glad in the middle of your day and night, because I know how you are with those little fish of children that you have, okay? they stay in the water.
They've been enjoying the show. They have been enjoying the show. They were told they are not hear a peep from you.
Well, they have done an absolute awesome job. And, of course, that starts with having an awesome mom. And so absolutely did a great job. I appreciate your time. How do people, before we go into prayer, prayer is what we're about. Prayer is what makes things happen. But before we move into prayer, how do people get in contact with you when they're like, hey, look, I want to take it to that next level. Talk to me about the business plan. How do people find you?
Sure. Great. I can be emailed at Khadija, Khadijah Kason, Kason, at Gmail, or on the business line at 410-800-4665. I'm on Facebook, Khadija Evans. We're on Instagram, Dija Communication, D-I-J-A-H, Communication with no S. And then there's DijaCommunication.com. We're also on Twitter and LinkedIn. So if you write Khadija Evans or Dija Communication anywhere, you'll find me, I promise you. But, yes, if you're interested in growing a business, if you think you have an idea that you have no clue what to do with it, you have a full-time job that you've been working for 5 to 10 years, you are ready to start a business. You are, and that's what we do. I take you from that initial dream literally, that initial dream. And you can start making money before the business plan is done. Because like you said, it could lead you multiple streams of income. So sometimes
yes.
a piece of a business becomes the seed that you plant into that soil while you're writing your business plan. And then once your business plan is complete, now you have a little sprout. As you start to sell and market your product, you got a branch growing. And literally business starts just like that. It's nothing more than a dream that's a seed that we're going to put in that dirt. But we have to get it in the dirt. That's the key.
Amen.
Getting that idea started.
Amen. And like I said, if you think I'm talking to you, I am. So I am pushing. I am encouraging. I am building. You know, a wonderful approach. There's so many. We are multifaceted, truly, truly, even to the point where are those businesses that Spirit keeps telling us about, that ancestors keep begging about, this is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm talking to you. And so let's go ahead and get this stuff worked on so that we can start living our dreams, really, really. Well, we are at the prayer portion. This prayer portion is so important, just like all of them are. But, you know, every single week we come together and we're learning new things. You know, some things are reminders or some things are brand new. And that prayer, that's when we add God in the mix. When you have God there, you can do anything. And that's why we always end in prayer to make sure that, you know, what we're doing is divine, that we're doing everything that we're doing and saying and building upon is a positive, and it's going to be working for other people's positive benefits. So, dear Sister Khadijah, would you like to do prayer for the evening?
I'll do a short one. I'll try to.
Please.
Definitely, definitely. Yes.
Please.
My prayer is to the creator of all creators, the one and only. I pray that everyone listening today is able to at least feel and understand the dream within themselves. Understand, please understand. We pray that the Creator allows you to feel, see, and hear His guidance with your dream. Take your dream. We pray that He gives you the strength, the understanding, and the patience to grow your dream. And then we also pray, that we never forget Him in our daily actions, our daily thoughts, and our daily growth amongst each other. Pray for each other. We definitely pray that the Creator will bless us, look over us, and protect us throughout the growth of our dreams, through the process of our training, and thereon. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Indeed.